USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where he touted the economy and how good things are going. The president also discussed NAFTA.
I can say this, we're doing very well. I'm in no rush. We want to make the right deal. NAFTA's been a disaster for our country. Mexico and Canada were, if you think about making or if you think about deficits, we had a deficit of $135 billion a year. So we're either going to do a good NAFTA, a fair NAFTA for us, or we're not doing NAFTA at all.
Aretha Franklin died of pancreatic cancer at her home in Detroit, Michigan today. One of her backup singers, Fonzie Thornton, remembers Franklin.
She always wanted to hear funny stories of me and him hanging out. So she would always call me and say, Fonzie, give me a funny story about Luther. So she really loved to enjoy herself.
Franklin was 76 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The nation's First Lady plans to address a cyberbullying summit next week. Here's a preview from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The White House says Melania Trump will deliver remarks that will address the positive and negative effects of social media on youth when she attends the Federal Partners in Bullying Prevention Summit on Monday in Rockville, Maryland. They say she'll also attend a panel discussion with representatives from various social media platforms. The First Lady focusing on cyberbullying among young people is part of her so-called Be Best initiative. However, she has been criticized by some for highlighting cyberbullying, while her husband, President Donald Trump, regularly uses Twitter to berate his foes and often call them names. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a new study out from Cox Automotive says 49% of Americans would embrace or would buy a fully autonomous car. That number is up from 30% a few years back. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
Recapping one of our top stories today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House. Among the topics discussed were keeping kids safe at school.
We want to harden our schools against attack, improving communications between law enforcement, school officials, mental health professionals, and counselors, training school personnel so they better protect our students, including allowing qualified personnel to be armed. As you know, in Florida, they went in with a bill that didn't have that, and they came out with a bill where the legislature wanted it. So that's up to the community. Improving our early warning system to make sure schools, families, and law enforcement can identify red flags and respond quickly. We want to strengthen our mental health laws and procedures. So important. I think it's probably the most underrated element of what we're doing, but it might be the most important. Mental health. The laws and procedures. Keeping guns, we want to keep them out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to, more importantly, frankly, others. And we want to foster a culture that celebrates life and forms real and meaningful human connections so that we can see not only in terms of education, but we can see if something's going wrong with somebody, we can do something about it. In Florida, there were a lot of red flags. I guess they said there were 28 to 38 red flags where everybody knew this was a sick person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.